You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Good morning to Greg James now, the CEO of Rumbalara in Shepparton, for our Indigenous community update. Morning, Greg.
Good morning, Pete, and good morning, listeners.
How are you?
Good. Not the CEO, Pete. I'm the chairperson.
The chairperson. Yeah,
Felicia Dean might have something to say about that if I said it was CEO.
Ooh, I could get into trouble. Sorry, Felicia. I didn't mean to do that. Yes, I've given Greg a promotion there. The chairperson of Rumbalara. Yeah, let's get that right. Apart from all that, what's going on, mate?
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Yeah, look, I just thought, it's good to be back and having a chat with you, of course. A bit of an update on what's happening in our region. It's lots and lots of happening, of course. But before I do that, it's really interesting. We're starting, Pete, in towards the countdown for the federal elections. And
yes.
Interesting, you wouldn't have watched the debate last night. Of course, you would have been preparing for today's show. But it's interesting to see, you'll hear the comments. No doubt we'll hear the comments right throughout the day today about what people thought about the debate last night. I found it a bit awkward, really. It was like two grumpy old men firing, questions at each other and screaming at each other. There were no real issues that they were were convincing on, but it was, I thought it was very disrespectful to the moderator, actually. The way they went, there was no real winners in that debate, and, all the pundits are saying there was a 50%, even Stevens, but they were talking about the national security and wages and interest rates, et cetera. So they were bouncing all over the shop. So there was no real winner as far as I'm concerned. But I found it very disrespectful, really.
And okay, yeah, that's interesting to hear you say that, Greg.
And
it's sort of striking me almost as the Me Too election as a general thing, and I didn't see, as you said, the thing last night.
Yep.
But whatever one proposes, the other one's saying, yeah, we'll do that.
And of course, we've got, here locally too as well, we've got the seat of Nichols, which is starting to shape very, very interesting in regards to the candidate. So, that's done. We've got some good candidates, and I think it'll be a close contest there. I reckon very close.
Yeah.
Interesting polling booths are opening today too as well, Peter, here in Shepparton. So they'll be at Wyndham Street.
Yeah, pre-poll at the electoral office at 318 Wyndham Street.
That's right. So for those people who won't be able to make it on the polling days, on the actual voting days, well, today's the day to start to get into the polling booths.
Don't leave it till the last minute.
No. Yeah. All right, so let's move on to Indigenous issues now, Pete. It's very exciting, as I said. There's a stunning walk at the Winton wetlands, and I don't know if anyone's been over there, but it's absolutely brilliant to go over there.
A lot of work's been done since it was, drained, I suppose, is the way to put it. And that's a while ago now, isn't it?
It is. So it's the old Lake McCowan, if people don't know it. So that's on this Sunday, the 15th of May, from 11 till 2. There is a new outdoor gallery featuring 15 sculptural works created by a team of artists from our region. Now, I've been told that some of these pieces are absolutely brilliant, Pete. And they'll be on display on Sunday. There'll be music and some foods available too as well. So it'll be excellent to get out there and have a look. So I'll be there.
How do people actually get to where it's all happening?
Well, if you head to towards Benalla and you turn off, there'll be signs on the side of the road.
Okay.
I think it's about 5-6 kilometres out from Benalla.
On the this side of Benalla on the Midland Highway,
Benalla, and there'll be signs to say to get to the Winter Wetlands program from there.
Cool. That'll be great. And so, it'll be a really good really good thing to get along and check it out.
Yeah. Saturday night I attended a special gala ball at the Rumbalara Football Club where two community members received their life membership. Now, interesting too as well, Peter, it's the first that's inaugural, the life memberships, because it's the first time that these recipients were able to receive these awards. So two well-known identities in our community, both who have done a power of work in establishing that club over the past 20 years. They're guys that are, very well respected in our community, both deserving, of course, of accepting this award in front of a large crowd. And of course, there's none other than Paul Briggs and Mark Atkinson.
Great.
Very well known without the community, having both played football in the Golden Valley League. So Paul and Mark, some 20-odd years ago, and along with other people too as well, established the Rumbelara Football Club. And then premierships evolved from there. So Mark Atkinson was the first coach, coached three premierships.
Wow.
And, of course, Paul only recently resigned as the president of the club. So that was an excellent night in recognition of two guys that have, you know, been absolute doyens and champions in this league. So congratulations to both of those guys.
And the footy club has spawned, apart from being successful in its own right in the Murray League, of course, it has also spawned quite a few other sort of training areas and things to help younger people get into footy and into life in general, I guess.
Mm, it is, Pete. It's, it's not just about football. It actually is the opportunity for kids to then go on to, you know, other opportunities as well. So it's actually, a founding and support program to enhance these kids from, you know, starting from football to grow on to bigger things. So really good to work, it was great to be part of that on Saturday evening.
Yeah, fantastic stuff, and congratulations to Paul and Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the 26th, every year, Peter, the next event coming up is every year on the 26th of May, Australia pauses to acknowledge the grief, the trauma and the loss suffered by the stolen generations by observing the National Sorry Day. This day is the anniversary of the Bringing Home Report in 1977 tabled in Parliament, which was very confronting, I suppose, in some ways.
Absolutely, in lots of ways.
So 10 years after this was tabled by Kevin Rudd, announced an official apology to the Indigenous people. So that was, really remarkable in 2008. In Shepparton on the 26th of May at 10 a.m. at the Monash Park. Now, if people don't know where the Monash Park is, it's where all the cows are located, just near the council building.
Yeah, just at the corner of the Midland Highway and High Street there, where all those, as you say, all those cows are there.
That's right. So, yeah. So on that day at 10 a.m. at Monash Park, there'll be wreath laying and flag raising to commemorate this day. The Shepparton Region Reconciliation Group will be running the day. And this last year was really fantastic day, as in every year, of course. But what's really, really, really positive and proactive and really comforting to see, there's a number of schools involved in this program too as well, Pete.
So
a lot of schools, all the schools, states and secondary schools come and they, out of mark of respect, lay a wreath, and there's some brilliant speakers there too as well, very passionate about the whole stolen generation. So,
but it's all about getting together and recognising the past, and then working away into the future together.
Absolutely. Yeah, it sure is. And then the next day on the 27th, that will be the start of Reconciliation Week, with a theme. Each week comes with a theme as well, and this year will be brave and make some changes. So that'll be the start, and there'll be lots and lots of activities happening during that week. So no doubt, keep an eye out around the town and on Rumbelara Aboriginal Co-op, we'll be advertising a lot during that week too as well. NAIDOC Week this year, Pete, will be from the 3rd of July to the 10th of July, and the theme for that will be Get Up, Stand Up and Show Up. So that's going to be exciting too as well this year. And finally, Pete, I'm really excited about this one because I've just been in the process of securing a design for the Golden Valley Umpires Association this year. So in years gone past, we've had lots and lots of football clubs around our region that have designed their Indigenous jumpers for the Indigenous round this year. And of course, people may know that last week or the week before, Eddie Betts was up here playing for Rumbelara Football Club.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Stirred a bit of excitement around the local area.
I bet it did. Did he sneak a couple of goals from the pocket?
He snuck a couple of goals in, and he took a real big hanger at the end as well. So, talking to a couple of the umpires who were close by, they said they had the best seat in the house, actually. But that was a great exercise and great for this community to have such a great, excellent player, really, Eddie Betts, this galloper here playing in our region. So we, clubs around the Golden Valley have had Indigenous jumpers designed. I know that the Kyabram District Football League was one of the leaders of that. And then a few Golden Valley League clubs and Murray League clubs have got it. But this year, I thought, well, in the past, the umpires have missed out.
Mm.
So this year, I've teamed up with the Golden Valley Football League Association, and we're designing an Aboriginal design for our umpires. So all our goal umpires, all our field umpires and boundary umpires this year will be, during the Indigenous round, wearing some design. So it's going to look
fantastic.
I can't wait to,
yeah,
to,
and of course it will fit in with what the teams are doing as well. So
right.
Brilliant
so,
stuff. Well done, Greg.
The Indigenous rounds, Golden Valley League this year will be round 12, the 2nd of July.
Right.
The Kyabin District League will be round 12, the 9th of July. But I didn't have Murray League, so I suspect, Pete, that they'll be around that 9th, 2nd of July. But real excited and about... Well, as you know, you may not know, but I do a bit of goal umpiring around the club.
Okay, no, I didn't realise that, but well done.
So I look, I can't wait to walk out there with that shirt on too as well.
Yeah, no, that'll be fantastic.
So that's a brief update, Pete. We've got lots and lots coming, of course. No doubt we'll come back at a closer in the next couple of months or so with another update with
yes,
the community.
Certainly hope so, man. I hope we can get you in and have a chat because there's lots and lots of things happening. Fantastic.
Thanks.
And, good luck with all of it, and I'm sure it'll go really, really well.
Thanks, Pete.
Yep, Greg James, see it now. I'll get it right this time. Chairperson of the Rumbalara Indigenous Cooperative. Thank you very much for sharing, Greg. Great stuff. 20 past 8, live and local, 1FM.
Hi, I'm Rob Priestley, independent candidate for Nicholls. I want to make sure the Goulburn Valley gets a better deal from government. That means our fair share of investment and the services we need. We have huge potential, but can't fulfil our potential without a government that is interested in this region. Help me get the government's attention on the Goulburn Valley and get its priorities right. We've been taken for granted for too long. Let's change that by sending a message to Canberra. You can do that by voting one for a local that's putting our community first, not a party.
Authorised by Rob Priestley, Huggard Drive, Maroubna. 1FM sponsor.
Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look? Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists, and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor.
7 out of 10 cars stolen today will be stolen using their own keys. Make sure you leave your keys out of sight, behind a locked door, and visit www.howsafeismyplace.com.au to find out more simple things you can do to protect your home and family. It's a free service from Neighbourhood Watch in partnership with RACV. howsafeismyplace.com.au.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond or pre-arrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 5825 1651.
1FM sponsor.
From all here at the Maroubna Golf Club, thank you to the local footballing and greater community for supporting us throughout the pandemic. Whether you're a serious golfer looking to improve your game, or you, your mates, or your family are just looking for a bit of fun, remember, the Maroubna Golf Club is home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, open to the public 7 days a week. Have a meal in our bistro with Palmy Nights now on every Thursday. And don't forget to check out our fully stocked and price competitive pro shop for all of your golfing equipment and apparel needs. Thank you, and see you here at the Maroubna Golf Club.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.